You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? It's The Startup with Monique Leray, and I was having some technical problems, but we are here. How's it going, Los Angeles? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're staying safe during this time. And please excuse me as I get the home studio underway. I think, honestly, by the time I get it all the way I want it, we'll be back in the studio. So today's going to be a short and sweet show, but we have an amazing guest on today, an entrepreneur from Austin, Texas, and we'll get right with him in a moment. I wanted to make a couple announcements. A shout out to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines and Rooftop at La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your love and support and everything you do for this channel and for this show. And I also want to make some announcements for the pandemic project that we're doing. Put your good energy out there for us. We are entered into the Montreal Film Festival, and Venice Shorts for Best Trailer. And we're still in editing, but we're getting close. So please send us your best. I'm a little hoarse today, guys. But without further ado, I would like to introduce Carlton Ennis from Aura Rainwater. Carlton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Monique? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing really good, friend. I'm nursing a sore throat, and I lost my voice a little bit, but we're running on the road a lot.
Yeah, that's what hustling do to you.
It's true. So why don't you introduce yourself, tell everybody exactly who you are and what Aura Rainwater is.
So greetings all, my name is Carlton Ennis and I am head of operations for Aura Rainwater. It is a rainwater and life science company, in short. And what we're doing is, you know, we're bringing rainwater or bringing it, we're bringing awareness to the value that rainwater is, not just in our bodies, but, you know, for our earth. And so where our business model is today is we sell bottled rainwater that we capture and harvest out here, a city right outside of Austin. But for all intents and purposes, I think you all are familiar with other water brands. And so our rainwater, from our standpoint, is the healthiest water that you can get on the market.
Fabulous. And, you know, I just really love everything about the background of this brand and what Carlton and his team has put together with our water. I love the logo, packaging, the eco-friendliness of it, the inside message, and, you know, most of all, gratitude back, of course, you know, when you're drinking it. And when I first met you digitally, you said, make sure, and I think you handwrote a note to me and it said, you know, grateful and meditate first and then drink the water. So give us a little background about the spiritual side of Aura. And it's not just about making a buck on rainwater.
Correct. So our mission is related to mind and body, soul and conservation. And so, you know, we can come back to the conservation, and that's, you know, really a lot of what we'll be doing in LA the next coming week. But from a spiritual standpoint, water, studies have shown that water adjusts to the environment around it. You know, and that's true when you put water in a pot. It comes out of the faucet and sits in the pot. It also takes shape based on the energy around it. And so, you know, we're of the mindset that water is alive. And rainwater is the closest that you get to that aliveness. The water that comes out of our faucets has been beat up. It's had chemicals added to it.
Yeah.
It's run through pipes that are in whatever kind of condition. So with the pureness of the rainwater, you get it at closest to its source. And we've added another layer to it by infusing the word gratitude into the water. So by printing it on the bottle, when we look at it, when we look at every bottle, we say gratitude. When you look at the bottle, you say gratitude. So this water that's in these bottles is covered and surrounded by gratitude, the second it's bottled. And so to take on that form, to take on that shape, when you consume it, you're filling yourself with nature's nectar, also infused and powered by gratitude. And so what you and I talked about is more or less a gratitude process that you can incorporate the water with. And so what I like to do, you know, start my morning with wake up, be grateful, drink some water, start my day. Middle of the day, you're starting to feel run down, things have occurred, find that gratitude space, drink some water. Before you go to bed at night, if you're praying tight, say your prayers, be grateful for, you know, striving through the day, drink your water. And so for a lot of people, that's more water than they drink in a day, one, which is not enough. But if you're already on top of your water regimen, what we're saying is add three additional touch points to not just drink water, but to be grateful. And then see what it does to you.
Okay. So there was like a before and after of this regimen that you've applied to your world?
My world, indeed. You know, I think with all the projects that I have going on, once I really, and not even just said gratitude, because, you know, we had the gratitude challenges, but when I incorporate it into my life, meaning, you know, I journal about it, I think about it, when I'm stressed, what are 10 things that I can be grateful about right now? And so it's, you know, it's not just a challenge, you know, gratitude is a life commitment. And in making that commitment, the world around you starts to shift.
Very good. You know, it's really inspirational to see all these brands that have been coming forth lately and the messages. And I got to tell you, guys, Carlton and his team at Aura will be a part of the Oscars gifting suite this coming Friday in Hollywood. Look for that logo, follow them. And we're giving away a mean bag this time. It's going to be amazing. I'm venturing to say it's the best bag we've ever done. And
my team is excited for sure. We are so amped up about coming out there and hanging out with you all.
Oh, it's going to be epic, guys. It's 2 days before Oscars. And I think Oscars is the second or third award show to occur in person since COVID with, you know, safe calls. So this is kind of the pregame run up for people around town, influencers and actors and, you know, reality stars and soap opera stars and all kinds of fun people to come and try new brands. And I know a lot of people have been itching to get out of the house, and please rest assured, Carlton's team, my team, and everyone involved will be masked up, temperature checked, spaced out, and responsible. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. I think you're doing some other things while you're out here. Why don't you tell the audience what you have lined up for your visit to California?
So we're doing everything we can. There is on Saturday, I guess, what is that? The 22nd. So April 22nd, we'll be at Bixby Park from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 24. What Saturday?
Yeah, 24.
Oh, okay. All right. That's right. All right. So yeah, we'll be at Bixby Park Saturday, April 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be yoga going on. So we'll have a pop-up, provide education, share insight, perspective on the water, do some taste tests, because in addition to all that it does for the inside, it's delicious. And there's an urban forum not too far away, also in Long Beach, that will also be one of our team members. She's a yoga instructor, so she'll have a pop-up and also be providing some yoga sessions to the participants. And then Sunday, the location is to be determined, so you can keep an eye out on our social media, but we'll be doing a brunch interview with our founder, Alexander Williams, to really talk about how and why Aura got here.
Beautiful. So give us the micro version of how Aura got here in case people can't make it to those events. And how did you get involved? Give us your background and kind of, you know, how you landed.
So You know, I am a full-time entrepreneur at this point, but I had 18-year career in healthcare. So health has always been relevant and has mattered to me. My partner, Alexander, founder of Aura, Alexander Williams, his background is in finance, but, you know, I describe him as a all things spiritual guru. He taught me meditation. He taught me the true nature of energy in and around our bodies, that, you know, the things we feel but don't see. And so our backgrounds, our experiences, I want to serve my communities. I want to see, you know, people living and experiencing life better. And both of us being local to Austin, we connected with, you know, what I would call our rainwater scientists. So, you know, we took his knowledge of rainwater, how to make it usable, be it for running your house, be it for drinking, and, you know, work our three skills, our three backgrounds, set of experiences has formed our rainwater.
And so I love
it. We've been at it since about 2017. It's been a great, great, great journey. A lot of activity here in Austin, but like everybody else, the pandemic shifted gears for us. So again, truly grateful to be able to connect with you, your team, and just all the energy that you're bringing to our brand.
I love it. And it's a pleasure for us. And, you know, my inner hippie in me loves something like this, you know, and it's so natural to think that you should drink rainwater. And then you get all the things, the secondary thoughts in your head, is it safe? And, and it just is a natural thing to do. And I'm so glad that you guys were able to capture some nature in a bottle and kind of help replenish the environment. And, you know, it seems like it's a really good time to kind of go in and meditate and be grateful with the pandemic and all the things that nature's kind of showing us. Nature's really showing us who we are, whether or not we want to look at it socially, right? This pause is showing us, we're showing our true colors, be good or bad.
And I think your point is spot on. It's, you know, whether you want to or not, you know, we've been forced to be home. We've been forced to interact with the people we share a home with. We've been forced to kind of be in our neighborhoods and in our community. And then the last piece is we've been forced to be with ourselves. And like anything, you can make it a great experience, you can grow from it, or you can ignore it and, you know, just allow the cycle to continue to perpetuate itself.
Yes. And, you know, guys, I don't want you to think that Carlton is a, you know, one-trick pony, as they say. He's an entrepreneur, truly. He's not just, you know, doing the good work for the environment with Aura. He also has a podcast. You have it on Spotify, which is awesome.
We are Spotify, Apple, and on the various podcast web sites, but for sure Spotify and iTunes. And the podcast is titled Unsolicited Gems.
And but so, I heard, you know, yeah, I heard you want to listen to Outkast also later. But
well, that's my favorite group.
So if
it's full disclosure, you never go wrong with having Outkast in the background.
That's right.
That's very good.
So tell us more about your podcast. Give us a few little you know, zingers on it in case people want to find you and check that out. It's a whole different side of what you do, right?
Right. So it's me and two other friends, fraternity brothers. Again, the title is Unsolicited Genius. We cover, you know, front page news, sports, and life and entertainment. And our goal, really, we're three Black men, all different, three educated Black men, different backgrounds, different experiences in terms of how we were raised. But we align in our want for people. We want people to shine. We want people to thrive. And what we find with all the things happening in the world today is that all the perspectives aren't being told. And so the podcast came about because, you know, I was tired of just hearing the same thing over and over again and being taken as Black fact male fact, entrepreneur fact, whatever it is, people are on TV, on social media telling us this is how these people feel. And I said, that ain't me, you know? And so instead of continuing to wait for somebody to represent my voice, represent our voices, we said, let's do a podcast. And that's where we are.
I love that. And what a great gift technology has given us, that option to broadcast our own story and give ourselves an opportunity to do what we need to do and tell our story. I think, you know, it's a great time for that. And there's so many talented podcasters now and a lot of great content out there. You're going to almost have to not be looking on purpose for outlets of information on anything you're looking for. You know, people who are doing it, who have their hands in the clay, who are currently going for their dreams. And that's what the startup is. You know, I was talking to one of my brand partners the other day. We're doing a promo video and I just said, I love the background story and I really want you to share that, you know, because people get discouraged when they're not in a pandemic to start a business from all walks of life, you know. And I think when people hear the startup stories, this was an idea and here it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that you guys could really add some stuff for someone that's feeling down or depressed or don't feel like they can make it. What little jewels of advice may you have for that startup out there, that person that's feeling a little bit discouraged?
Well, listen to your heart, right? Because that, you know, the reality is there's things that just don't work. But if you don't try, you'll never know. And so whatever that tickle in your experience is, just stick your toe in the water, whatever that looks like. You know, LLCs aren't that expensive. Producing a podcast isn't that difficult. You know, spreading your message on Facebook or IG Live is available to you. Yeah. So, you know, whatever it is, and that's just in the thought space, but, you know, whether it's cars, ACs, real estate, whatever is beating in your heart, follow and let the lesson of the journey be your guide versus the fear. Because fear is always going to come. Fear is human. It's just whether or not you let the fear be the barrier. If it's a bad idea, the world will let you know, but at least you tried and it will probably generate other ideas. So just, you know, my message is often, you know, listen to your heart. However it goes.
That's very poignant, very unique, but also, you know, very basic and true. It never, ever gets old, that advice to follow your heart. And even when you may not want to, it's difficult. But, you know, and I'll take it a step further and even offer that my friend Nicole Moore, shout out to Nicole Moore and Love Works. She does a love reading manifestation card deck energy type deal for people looking for love and celebrities. And she says, if you have the idea, if it comes to you or you have that pulling towards something, there's backup energy to help you facilitate it. There's a reason why that's in your, you know, why it's urgent for you or you're yearning for the something.
It's what I would say is why it's in your aura, right? You may not be able to explain it, but it's there. And so, you know, follow the call, see what happens. Because it's not always that thing, you know, using love as an example, you know, that person that you're going to, you know, meet up with may not be the forever person. It might be the person that you bump into on the way to the restaurant, but the universe just needed you to be in that spot and be present and let, you know, let the goodness unfold around you. And that's the one thing too with following your heart is, you never really go wrong. It may not work out in the way you thought, but you don't go wrong.
Love it. I love it. And you know, guys, this is an amazing brand. If you're looking for something new to invest in that wants to invest in other entrepreneurs and other people in the community, in meditation, in yoga, in spirituality, you want to support a business that cares about giving back to the community and their people, and you're thirsty, Aura is the way to go. I've drinking a lot of these since you've sent them, but we are We're excited to have you featured on Friday at the Oscars Week Celebrity Gifting Suite here in Hollywood. And why don't you give everybody your handles, Carlton, and website and price point where they can find you and order the water.
Right. So the website is aurarainwater.com. So www.aurarainwater.com. We are on Instagram, Facebook, same handle, Aura Rainwater. You'll find us. What we are doing for the week that we'll be in LA starting today, we have a 15% discount code for anybody that goes to our website and purchases a water, be it a case, be it a subscription. If they use the code Aura, letter N, letter L, letter A, so RNLA. When we're at Bixby Park, we'll also be selling water. But anybody who comes to Bixby Park and signs up for a delivery subscription, they'll receive 50% off a case on site from Bixby Park. We call it Project LA. And so we want to make connections. We want to create relationships, not just for the dollar, but for the mission. Because as I said, it's mind, body, soul, conservation. And so, anything that aligns with that, we want to be a part of it.
I love it. And what comes to mind automatically is SoulCycle. SoulCycle, you got to get with Aura, baby. I love SoulCycle, and I can't wait to get back into the studio and start spinning again and get these pandemic pounds off. But that would be a beautiful collaboration. So SoulCycle, if you're out there, holler at Carlton and the
you
team.
You said it, so be it.
Huh? What'd you say?
You said it, so be it.
There it is. And you guys, please follow Aura Water. They're doing some good, and we want to support small businesses right now and always here at the start. Thank you so much, Carlton. I've got to give the viewers and listeners a little update, so I'm going to let you go. A pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Monique. Thank you so, so very much. And look forward to connecting in a few days.
Can't wait. It's going to be beautiful. It's 79 today at the beach. So Pack your shorts.
No worries. Don't judge my legs.
I won't. All right. We'll see you soon. All right, you guys. Care. You too. That was Carlton from Aura Rainwater. And I want to just actually go over a little bit more about what we've got coming up with Capricorn Media. That's my media brand placement brand. We just launched Swag and Sponsors, which will be the actual swag and sponsorship platform subsidiary. So yes, we do a lot of things at Capricorn Media. Latchkey Kid Films is the film division, and now Swag and Sponsors will be the swaggy items and materials that you cultivate for swag bags division of my brand, of the company. So thank you for everyone that supports us. Again, a shout out to Michael Silver Family Wines. Leah, much love up there, up north, as well as La Casa del Camino, the team there. And I want to give you guys, it's a short show today, but I want to go over something that, is important to us at Latchkey Kid Films and Capricorn Media. And that is the Justice for Jackie project that we have, that we've been working on for the last few years. We put it on pause because of the pandemic, and I started working on the pandemic project documentary, as you see around, traveling around. This was kind of a once in a 100 year event, and so everything got shelved for that, and we shifted. But now we're looking at getting back into Justice for Jackie, Justice for Andre and Bryson, and all our Justice, the number 4, fill in the blank. There's so many names, too many people to cover, too many families to cherish and highlight, and it does not stop. And that's one part of our business that is, there's just too many stories to tell. And so my show is not a show about social justice or politics, but a lot of times in life, those things trickle over, and I'm taking on projects that are important to what I feel to the community and the community I'd like to see for the next generation, for my niece, for my kids one day. So I'm saying all this to say, please follow us on Latchkey Kid Films on Instagram, Twitter, and #justice, the number 4, Jackie. Now more than ever, and I tweeted this the other day, do we need to focus on de-escalation techniques and things like that. So 940 tells the story of the first law passed in the United States in Washington State because of Jacqueline Sawyer's murder by the Tacoma police. So we are picking her story back up this summer. We are refueling our emotional and energetic engines and financial engines. And if you want to be a part of that and you want to donate and help tell that story, you can go to latchkeykidfilms.co or .com. I forget one of those. Look up Latchkey Kid Films and you'll find the website. And we would love to have you, you know, as a sponsor. We're happy to give a shout out in the documentary or do whatever we need to do. But we want to get the story done. And we want to get it out there. And look into De-Escalate 940, guys, because, you know, posting is great and marching is great and all those things are great, but we have to affect change where it needs to be affected, right? And people should be able to go and live their lives and not worry about being shot and killed for traffic stops and air fresheners and being a passenger unarmed and pregnant and all those things. It's just super disturbing. And I'm going to use my platform, how little or big it gets, to do so. So check that story out, Jacqueline Sawyer's, and follow me on all the platforms, all the four or five horsemen, at Monique Loray, L-O-R-E, Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. Also, guys, we are headed to Europe next month for the Pandemic film. This is the international version of the Pandemic Project documentary. So we're almost at 1,000 views. Thank you so far for everyone who's seen it and liked it and given a thumbs up. We really appreciate that. If you could help us get to that 1,000, it would be a cool milestone. You can find us on YouTube under Latchkey Kid Films, and it's the Pandemic Project documentary. And we have a drag queen in the thumbnail. Mother Chucka is the first one there, but we've interviewed everybody from mothers to doctors to, you know, administrators, flight attendants. We try to look at everybody in the U.S. and get their perspective and their journey. So it's a really cool trailer. It's extra long. Fingers crossed, we're submitted at the Montreal and the Venice Shorts Film Festival for Best Trailer. We hope we win, guys. We've definitely had a lot of views and we're looking to get more. So yeah. So guys, thanks for all your support and of this channel. We've got some really cool guests coming up, just like Carlton. Make sure you support Aura Water. I want to give another shout out to Little Wes. Thank you so much for these energetic, healthy, from farm to table. I guess within 48 hours, farm to table. Today, I'm enjoying the celery, lemon, pink Himalayan salt, Little West. And this is really great if you're going to start working out or just want to, you know, reset your body. All right, guys. Have a beautiful day and take care of each other. Be safe out there. And I always ask you this, and I hope you, you know, you start that dream project, or even if you just start from the beginning and, you know, with a piece of paper and you just start there, that's a good way to go. All right. You don't have to have it all done in one day or one year or one month. Just get started. What will you start up today? Take care. Shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis. And all the listeners and viewers there. And we will see you next weekend with the recap from the Oscars gifting suite. All right, guys, be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray, only on LA Talk Radio.